Welcome, 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 one and all, to the Naked Football Show. My guest today is Sir Tim Kenny, otherwise known as the Vulture. I'm sure the Vulture will tell you why. In fact, you can do that now, Vulture. Welcome to the show. Why the Vulture?
Why the Vulture? It was a footballing nickname.
Oh, really?
I used to clean up the scraps in and around the box.
Is that true? I thought it was just because you were a bird watcher.
No. That was my modus operandi as a striker. It was appropriated from the great Emilio Butragueño, the Spanish striker of the 1986 World Cup. He was called El Buitre, which is Spanish for the vulture.
Of course. Hmm. Yeah, I totally didn't know that, but I just thought it was all your birding things. I've known Tim for years, and this is the first time I've actually found out how he got called the Vulture. Well, that's interesting. Thank you for that, Timothy.
There is an alternative version, which is that I stick my head up dead horses, but that's not true at all.
That's not what I've heard. Where do you want to start talking about football before we go into like tweets and emails and things? What have you made? Should we start off with McKenna and as a whole? How have you viewed him after Cook? Because is this have you been on since Cook's?
I think I have been since Cook's demise. Yes. Yeah.
How's it gone from there?
It's gone very well, hasn't it? We've found an absolute gem of a manager.
Mm, yeah.
So much better than going along the kind of managerial merry-go-round that produced Cook, Lambert, Mick. And we've gone a slightly different route and looked at up-and-coming coaches, and I think it's paying off in spades. My only worry is that we're going to get some struggling Premiership / Championship club who's going to lure him away. But the one thing I would say is he hasn't won anything yet.
So, no.
And, of course, we hope he is going to win stuff with us, but I just hope he sees this as a long-term project. I've heard one guy called Wally Nixon, a friend of mine, Keith's dad, who's been watching Town for centuries. He's about mid-90s. And he thinks we've got another Bobby Robson on our hands. He rates him that highly.
Hmm.
And he seems to me a professor of the game. He's a real student of the game. And he doesn't get too carried away. He's not ranting and raving at referees, you know. And he just seems just the right man for the job, and it's not like us to get a manager that fits.
No, and plays good football, even when we don't. On the other occasion, we don't win. We're still having some fantastic football.
Well, I always say that playing bad football and not getting the results is a completely toxic combination. Mm. And you can forgive not getting the results if you're playing good football. We've got that kind of at the moment. Touch wood, long may it continue. We've got that magic blend.
We have, and I don't know if you saw the supporters meeting the other month, but he came across as that he really wanted to stay long term, at least till we've got some success under our belts, which I can't see him. I mean, West Brom are the latest. I can't see him going to a club like that, can you?
No, I mean he was kind of talked of in association with Watford not so long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't go to Watford unless you want like a 6 months job to keep you going.
It's, no.
You know, how many? They've had more managers in the last 10 years than we've had in our entire history. I think that's the stat.
Yeah.
And so I think hopefully he realises that he's on a long-term thing here. He'll be given time.
Exactly.
Which you don't get anymore in most football teams.
He'll be given time. He'll be given funding. Hopefully he's got the backing of everyone, the board, the fans. And there's quite a big fan base.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He clearly knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So long may it continue, and I just hope that before long he is getting some trophies on his CV and getting us promoted and things like that. I couldn't be more impressed with him, actually. I mean, when the more you find out about him, especially when he first came here, like a lot of people, I was saying, who?
Yeah.
But you look into it, and the fact that he's kind of had to hang up his boots at an early age, and that if you see the caliber of teams he's been coaching at. Tottenham and Man United.
Yeah.
And is it any coincidence that Man United haven't been too great shakes since he left?
No.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. It also makes you wonder how good Mark Ashton was to get hold of him.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, he took a lot of flack, especially from Bristol fans.
He did, yeah.
And so
yeah.
He worried a few Ipswich fans because of that. But he hasn't seemed to put many feet wrong yet, has he?
No, so far so good.
Indeed. Shall we venture into the murky world of Twitter and
if we must.
And see what people have had to say themselves.
If we must.
What am I looking at? The wrong one here. That's what I'm looking at. The wrong thing.
Any trolls in?
Yeah. No, not the Norwich fan, no. These are as they came in, of course. Julian Watkins. Evening all. Blackout at home could be a reality for all of us come the, in quotes, nuclear winter. So I think it's great to have a dry run versus Derby. I'm not fussed by it, but they did miss a trick by not wearing it immediately after the Queen's death. Come on, you blackouts. Oh, that's, yeah, it's still got the same initials. Thoughts?
Yes, we did miss a trick not wearing it after Her Majesty's demise. Let's put it that way. But call me a fusty old traditionalist if you must.
Fusty old traditionalist.
Thank you. call me that if you must. But we play in blue shirts, white shorts, and blue socks at home.
Yeah.
And that's just us. It's part of our identity. As part of my identity, you know, I wear a lot of blue. I never wear yellow. So,
no, well, you should never wear yellow anyway.
Well, exactly, you know. Exactly. But as part of my, that's part of my identity. Mm. Part of my identity is a bird watcher. So if I suddenly went blasting birds out of the sky for fun, that would go completely against my identity. We are blue, white, blue. That's our identity. Yeah. And if it's going to be for one game, then fair enough, I suppose. We're selling shirts by the absolute bucket load,
yeah, indeed.
And don't get me wrong, it's a great shirt. I absolutely love it, to the extent I might buy one myself. And
indeed,
generally, I'll get a home one, but very, very rarely an away one.
Yeah.
But it is
a home one, but the look of it as well, isn't it?
For one game. Yeah. But the strange thing is that they bought it out after the away kit.
Mm.
So I'd already bought my nephew the away kit for his birthday, and now he wants this one as well. So if an exercise in getting money out of the fans, it's worth a treat. But no, not for me. Not for me. You wear your home kit at home. Me, Phil, and Steve have this kind of joke as we sit in the North Stand that unnecessary away kits lead to a goal start for the home team. So if you kind of like Blackpool, for example, turn up at Portman Road, got their away kit on, goal start to the town. And I think wearing your third kit at home, well, I think we're in the realms of points deductions there.
It does make you wonder if there's any going to be any psychological problem. Would be funny. Well, it wouldn't be funny if Derby decided they're going to play in a blue and white away strip.
Yeah,
see our lot passing the ball to the Derby players.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Not for me. I mean, wear it away by all means, but no, not at home.
Yeah, not for me either. No. But hey ho, but we're old crusties, aren't we? As you say,
fusty old traditionalists.
Yeah, but CO. Geez, Cots. Oh, yeah, Cots. Thank God it wasn't something else.
Yeah.
Julia, hello, Jules. This is the other Julian. This is Julian Hughes. Good evening, GB and the Vulture. How dare they not wear... There we go. He's another oldie, you see. How dare they not wear blue and white at home? Might be a little Ed sing-along at half-time. Willow Willow is his granddaughter. She'll be joining in, she told me, from Her Majesty's Prison, Portland, with a black armband, but will be holding an office hostage until the game's over. But she sends her love, GB. Do send her my love and tell her I'll send her another cake with a file in it for her. So we've got another one there, Jules. Vulch, yeah. Agree, Vulch.
Yeah, I mean, where does it end? I mean, all right, I'm okay. We may be catastrophizing a little bit, but where does it end? Mm-hmm. You change the name of the team? Change the name of the ground? Change the name of the... Where does it end? But, you know, that's just me.
Modern football.
Modern football, that's what it is. It's modern football.
And we're not modern.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's probably right. We're not modern.
What was I going to say?
Somebody pointed out, somebody said on Twitter, and I forget who it was, but I agree with them, and the words were along the lines of, I never thought Ipswich would be that team. That's what I think. Never thought Ipswich would be that team. Plymouth Argyle have green, their first kit, and they wear an away kit, which is green and white. I mean, that's commercial, you know, proper commercial. But they,
Well, I don't know if you watched the game on telly against Plymouth, but it was awful really to watch.
Really difficult to tell the difference.
It was. Now, we could have worn the black kit then. That would have been ideal.
Yeah.
And we'd have won. Now, what's going to happen, we know damn well what's going to happen, is we're going to lose to Derby and then those were the days Forum will catch fire and they'll say, I told you we shouldn't have worn this black kit. Yeah. We'll see.
Maybe we're disguising ourselves so this curse of Sky doesn't spot.
Well, there is that, I suppose. Yeah, that might work the opposite way. You're quite right. Mm. Mrs. Nuts, the lovely Mrs. Nuts. In other blackout news, how do we feel about the EFL considering lifting the Saturday 3 p.m. blackout for a TV deal, reportedly? Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have heard of this. My response is, in the words of Ian Paisley, never, never, never.
Never.
No. You want people going to games. And, you want people going to games. They should only allow a game to be televised at 3 p.m. if it's a sellout.
Mm. What about those of us, or some people, rumour has it, go to Frankfurt every weekend to watch it, if you know what I mean.
Go to Frankfurt.
I go to Frankfurt. Sometimes I go to Amsterdam. Depends.
You've got one of those clever VPN things, have you?
So what about people who do that? I mean, because more and more people are doing that if they want to watch it anyway, aren't they? So
yeah.
But I think at home games, I would never bother to. I'd always go. But
yeah.
But no, it might affect away thingies. Yeah. I'm guessing.
Exactly.
But they can do that now anyway. Yeah. Can't they,
so. No, they should have a rule. If the game's sold out, they can put it on the telly.
Mm. That's probably why they're considering lifting it, because of people going to Amsterdam and places.
Probably.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Nuts. And you didn't see Slowerball when he passed through. Oh, well. I don't blame you. Alex Morton. Hello, Alex. Greetings, GB. Greetings, folks. What does the panel think about the club's in-house match commentary? After game two, I switched to the other teams, usually excellent local radio commentary. The club's in that. Well, that's not too bad, is it? Isn't it all right?
Well, I haven't heard a lot of it.
Are you talking about radio or television? I'd be assuming.
They do both, don't they?
Yeah.
Ian Westlake was.
Yes.
Ian Westlake, yeah. From what I've heard of him as a co-commentator, is very good.
I thought it was quite good.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah. But no, I've got no complaints about it. I really listen to a lot of it because I'm normally at the game.
Normally at the game, yeah. Well, that's what I mean, unless I'm in Frankfurt. Mm. I've always thought it's.
Abu Dhabi,
been quite good. Yeah.
I mean, go to Ulaanbaatar next week.
Yeah, that's all right. You can just watch it in the heat. You haven't got to put your heating on then, have
right.
you? That's great. I might do that. It's cold in Frankfurt at the moment. what was I going to say? They had Ian Westlake, and he often has good assistant, ex-players, etc.
Yeah,
and you get an eye-opener.
And
he had a coach on the first week, didn't he? Mm. And he was saying why such and such was playing off the striker and not. Anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I actually don't mind it, Alex, but hey-ho. Mullet, I love Sam Morsi. Don't we all? If you were doing McKenna's mid-season review, what would you give him as praise and what would you give him as targets? And he's talking about McKenna, not Sam Morsi, by the way.
Give McKenna as targets?
Yes. If I needed help with the word, it would be the vulture. Yes, it used to be Andre Dazelle, but then he's no longer with us, so we can't love him anymore, so he has to love Sam Morsi at the moment. So McKenna's mid-season review, what would you give him as praise and what would you give him as targets?
Well, keep going.
Keep right on to the end of the road, as they say in Birmingham.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really criticise a team that's second in the table and
pretty
unlucky to be second in the table and not top. Doing everything seems to be right at the moment. So, my target, I think, being that fusty old traditionalist that I am...
Is to play only in blue shirts.
is to avoid the playoffs and go up automatically.
Oh, God, yes.
Go up automatically. Yeah. You don't want to be in the playoffs.
Not unless you know you're going to win.
No, exactly. But, top two. Top two's got to be the aim.
Yeah, top one would be even better.
Top one would be even better. Yeah.
And targets. And I'm guessing he means targets as in things to aim for. But I might use the other meaning. And what about targets as far as players go or playing positions?
Oh, it's a tricky one because he seems to have got everything
pretty much covered.
Mm. To the extent where we've got some fairly hefty injuries that are not affecting us to the extent that they might have done in days gone by.
Mm.
You think about Greg Lee. Greg Lee's a really good player.
Yeah.
He's out for a while. And, we've got Leif Davis tearing up the left, so...
And he's getting better every game as well,
getting better
isn't
every
he?
Game. Yeah. Quite transfer targets. The old thing about maybe a striker, but...
We've got a striker who's injured as well, haven't we?
We've got a striker who's injured, yeah. But if we're scoring goals from kind of all over the pitch, don't matter who scores them.
No, exactly.
And a lot of the criticism that I've heard of Ladapo is down to the fact that he hasn't scored a huge amount of goals, but his play, his hold up play, and his general play on the pitch has been great. You judge him by his all around performance.
And he has scored three goals without playing that many games, to be honest, hasn't he? Any four games.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And rumours that, well, not rumours, but I know Macaulay Bond's been seen at the Town quite a lot watching games.
Has he?
Apparently. And any likelihood, do you think, of him joining in maybe in January?
Well, has he got any other offers would be the question.
Yeah.
If he's got, has he got any other offers?
Yeah, we don't know, do we?
But, you know...
Would you have him back if McKenna said, yeah, let's have him?
I think I would, yeah. I think I would. I mean, it's such a weird season he had last season. He started off absolutely banging him in.
Banging him for fun, yeah.
And then he did exactly the opposite of banging him in for the second half of the season. But maybe a settled environment. I know he had things going on in his personal life.
Yeah, that's the thing. It could have affected him, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if he's going to be a settled life back home, it could work. It could work. And I think if a deal can be done, why not?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly covers a lot of ground, doesn't he? Yeah. He works hard. And
you're never going to doubt his commitment.
No, never. Cool. On to Slower Ball. Good evening, Sir Dim. Good evening, Sir Tim. So I wonder who's the Sir Dim.
Oh, nice.
Nice but dim, yeah. Thank you. Poet Laureate. I'll give you the award for this year, Mr. Slower Ball. Another week, another win. It's getting boring. Perhaps not. Good teams achieve victories when not playing at their best. I think we did that against the Shrimps. I noticed that Cam Burgess's rehabilitation is progressing after surgery for what was described as a broken face. He says, crikey, good best of luck to him. Is the panel confident that we can overcome the Imps, who've been a bit of a thorn in our collective sides in previous years? Surely it's thorns in our collective sides, if you're going to be pedantic, if I'm going to be pedantic and take offence at being called Sir Tim. Yeah, who've been thorns in our collective sides in previous years. Good day to you, keep smiling, God bless, John Duncan. Oh yeah, bless him.
Yeah,
do you think we should be talking about this right at the end of the show, but can we beat the Imps, who have been collective thorns, slower ball in our sides?
We can beat anyone in this league. I think we've proved that. We can beat, well, with the exception perhaps of Sheffield Wednesday and Barnsley. But we can beat most of the teams in this league.
Yeah, we did actually beat Sheffield Wednesday. That was an offside goal, wasn't it? And the same with Barnsley. Yeah.
Same with Barnsley. Yeah. You know, and
that's an extra two, extra 4 points we could have.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we're doing well. We've proven we can compete against, you know, we've beaten better teams than Lincoln. Portsmouth, for example.
Do we know who these teams have? The other teams have at the weekend. I haven't really looked it up.
No, I don't. I just concentrate on what we're doing. It's not the kind of. This is only October. You don't win titles in October. So I'll start looking at that when it starts getting exciting at the point at the end of the season.
Okie doke. Right, here we go. This is obviously for you. What's the best word in any language to describe McKenna so far?
The best word in any language? Well, magnifique in French.
Magnifique.
Or in Russian, velikolepny. On velikolepny. He is magnificent.
Oh, actually, he's put J-Mac. Who's J-Mac?
J-Mac?
Yeah.
I don't know who J-Mac is.
Was that a miss key?
J-K-Mac. J-K-Mac. I'm going to talk about K-Mac.
Well, Big Mac. Maybe what's the best language to describe Big Mac. Yeah, J-Mac. I presume you meant K-Mac.
K-Mac.
Tim.
Well, I'm talking about K-Mac.
Yeah.
K-Mac. I don't know who J-Mac is.
No, I don't. So, no.
On Sammy,
we'll take it that you mean K-Mac. So the best word is magnifique or that word? That other word. Velikolepny.
On prosto velikolepny. He's simply magnificent. On znает всё о футболе. He knows everything about football. On профессор футбола. He is a professor of football.
That's rather good. Okay, now this is what I was telling you at the top of the show in the green room. I've lost it again. Had a very quick, rough-edged vote on, and it literally was only for a couple of hours. A pre-show quickie, as I called it, Black Strip at Home, a voting thing. 42 votes, as it is at the moment. So far, yes to the Black Strip at Home, 31%.
Ooh.
29% not bothered, and no wins with 40%.
Well, there you are.
Maybe that means there's lots of crusty old
traditionalists.
Traditionalists around.
We're not so few after all.
No.
We are legion.
Oh, Tim has just tweeted in. He did mean K-Mac. Thanks for that, Tim.
We
were worried.
Yeah, K-Mac.
I thought you were talking about a burger for a minute.
J-Mac.
Yeah.
His latest album drops next week.
J-Mac, the rapper. Yeah. Thank you for that, Tim. Yeah, so the vote is in. Albeit rather pathetic, but no to the black shirt.
Ah, well, you know, black shirts always got...
Well, fascism.
Uncomfortable
yes.
overtones, haven't
yes, they?
They
have, yeah.
Yeah, and also, back in the day, you never had black shirts. The referees wore black.
That's right. Yeah.
If you did...
I mean, we do love the black shirts. I don't think there's many people who don't like it.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah. Would you put... I know people put either your own name or someone else's name on, or a player's name. Would you do it on a black shirt? Because you've got white lettering. It just would be...
Yeah.
If it's a blackout shirt, it's got to be...
I'm going to keep mine pristine if I ever get
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Unless they produce blackout lettering you can put on.
And then no one will see it.
Well, you can see the badge.
Well, our friend Mr. Pritchard, of course, with his colour blindness would show.
Ah. Well, what's the point of him buying a shirt then? You might just give him a black T-shirt from... Pre-Marché.
Good point, I might do that.
Yeah, do it in time. I bought you the tag shirt, you won't know.
No, it's, I know that a lot of, you know, that's one of the things that they're now looking at, is for making it easier for colourblind and partially sighted people to kind of follow the game a bit easier. And I kind of, that Plymouth game we alluded to, and both teams are kind of in kind of a dark shirt and white shorts and dark socks was, even I'm not, well, I don't know if I'm colourblind. I don't know if what I'm looking at is blue.
No.
But I think it is. But people, I could imagine, with that kind of condition would struggle.
Well, you imagine that in black and white.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
black and white in the old days.
Yeah, I mean, crikey, you could
the
never.
Pink, the pink is the one behind the brown, yeah.
That's right. And what's the Spurs, you know, for those watching in black and white, Spurs are in the yellow or
something. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But no, the. Maybe we should think about going down the old American route, because in lots of American sports they have a white shirt and a coloured shirt, and in the NFL you get to choose. So you get teams who are in warmer parts of the country tend to wear their white at home, whereas traditionally you wear your whites away, but it's up to the team to choose.
Oh, do you think that's where they...
But then again, they don't have the complications of things like stripes and hoops and quarters, do they?
No, but do you think that's because we have American owners? Do you think that's where the black shirt at home is maybe coming from?
Possibly, but I think it's a kind of, well, we've got this shirt, when are we going to wear it? We're not going to wear it too many times away, we ought to wear it at home, and I think that's, an advert. It's just basically a marketing stroke, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But... You know, to be honest, we've had this debate about it, and no one's going to change their mind. I don't think the club are going to change their mind. We'll have to live with it, but don't do it again. Would be my thing. Don't do it again.
Yeah, apparently, it sold out in one day, didn't it? On Monday,
yeah.
You know, the pre-sales had gone, and then people just turned up in the shop or ordered it online. Apparently, lots of trouble ordering it online because they missed out, and it's gone again. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be quite a lot of two-shirt households in the area.
Yeah, but I thought, I've said this before, I think if I got one, which I probably will, I'd wear it more as a T-shirt, especially on holidays and things like that.
Yeah, more as a T-shirt.
And I certainly wouldn't have a name on the back, as it would look a bit naff, wouldn't it?
No, I wouldn't, know. I've got a name, name, and as it's a significant birthday this season.
Oh, right.
My name and... Age to be
80 on the back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and age to be on the back.
Could buy one for Phil and tell him you put the name on the back.
Poor Phil, you're mocking the disabled here.
Poor old Phil. Quickly, Saturday. Quick prediction.
Quick prediction.
Hmm.
Well, I'm going to protest the black shirt thing. In my own unique way by invading the pitch naked.
But we don't play in black on Saturday. You've got 2 seconds.
Oh, win.
1-0.
Yeah, you just
bye.
What? Bye.